BillO'Reilly.com premium members, welcome to the No Spin News for Thursday, May 7th, 2020. Fight for your freedom and for your health. Happy birthday to my late mother. She would have been 97 years old today. Angela Drake, born in northern New Jersey and died 6 years ago. I had a good life, except for me. I think I was the challenge, but I wanted to acknowledge my late mother, who was a fantastic mother. She really was. Okay, got a lot to tell you about. So while we're on the subject of elderly, and my mother, you know, lived into her 90s, and she had a good life, as I mentioned. So in the COVID saga, it is the older people that are getting hammered. I mean, really hammered. And I want to give you one statistic up top because it's just stunning. There have been 75,000 Americans killed so far by COVID, all right? 35,000, almost half, are over the age, or were over the age of 65. So it is an amazing situation. 5,000 between the ages of 55 and 64. So once you get to 65, the leap, and that's because your system, your immune system, doesn't fight off the infection as you get older. And if you have other conditions, and many people do, you're in bad shape. All right, so this information comes from the Kaiser Family Foundation. They're taking a look at all the elder people and the COVID. More than 10,000 elderly Americans have died from COVID in nursing homes, or they contracted it there and then died in the hospital. 10,000. And that's because many of these homes are poorly run. And we Americans have never respected, ever in our history, older people. Not like the Japanese. The Japanese have the best society on earth for senior citizens. They are taken care of, duty bound, by their families. Nursing homes are a few, not many. And the older people are revered in Japan, not here. They're dumped, all right? And we visit mom, maybe Sunday, it's Mother's Day. We visit dad on Father's Day, maybe Christmas, maybe Easter, but they're dumped. And down in Florida, places like that, vast retirement communities, but a lot of kids, they don't care. They don't care about their parents. Especially if they're struggling and they have families of their own, and you know, we don't want to deal with that. And that's what you're seeing here. All right, you're seeing a very, very intense situation, particularly in New York City, where you have a lot of poverty. All right, everybody thinks the skyscrapers in this. New York is 50% foreign born. There's an enormous amount of poverty. And older, poor people, they get dumped into these facilities. And the state of New York ordered COVID patients that came out of the nursing homes, had the disease, were treated, back into the nursing homes. Confronted with that and confronted with more than 10,000 deaths, Andrew Cuomo said this about the nursing homes. Go.
They have to know who they can care for and who they can't care for. If they can't care for them for any reason, my staff is out sick, I don't have the PPE, I can't quarantine, I can't isolate, for whatever reason, they have an obligation to call the State Department of Health and say, I have to transfer this person, and we have existing facilities and beds for them.
But nobody knew that until a few weeks ago. No one knew that. It wasn't publicized. And the state certainly didn't anticipate this. 1,700 dead in New York, 1,700 in nursing homes, 10,000 national. All right, so that's what's going on there. And you got to protect the elderly. That's one of the reasons that we got to wear the masks and all of that so we don't spread it to them. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that.
The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Harvard study. It says that only 9 states have met the criteria for reopening the economy. The criteria, according to Harvard, the Harvard Global Health Institute, is testing, and I'll get to that in a moment. First, the 9 states: Alaska, Hawaii, Montana, North Dakota, Oregon, Tennessee, Utah, West Virginia, and Wyoming. All those states have enough testing to meet the Harvard Global Health Institute's litmus test. Now, the testing is basically a trace. So if you have it, then the authorities trace back where you got it, if they can. That's fine, and I support that. But the testing doesn't mean the human being tested is free of contagion. He may be, or she may be, on Sunday, but next Wednesday, they may get it. You see, that doesn't tell you what it's going to be. So this is a false premise, what they call. If I were back at Harvard at the Kennedy School, I'd raise my hand, of course the professor would tremble, and I'd say, "Professor, this is a false premise. You're telling people that testing is going to be able to stop the contagion. That's not true. It will help in tracing, which, if you can trace enough, could stop some of it, but not all of it." Hang tough, and here's an announcement.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
All right, let's get to the mail. Mark Thornton writes, "Just listened to you regarding Sweden and the infection rate there. But then I saw Tucker Carlson interview Sweden's ambassador to the U.S. They both touted Sweden's infection rate being no different than its neighbors. What gives?" Well, Mark, I looked at the transcript of that interview. Actually, my producers did and related it to me. And Carlson didn't ask the ambassador about the comparison of rates of contagion. And he didn't address it. The ambassador didn't address it. So you got that wrong. Here is the truth about Sweden. Okay? The only comparison that can be valid is between Sweden, its Norway neighbor, and its Finland neighbor. Sweden's population is 10 million. Norway, 5.5. Finland, 5.5. Deaths per 1 million people in Sweden, 300. 300 deaths per 1 million. Deaths in Norway from COVID, 41. Deaths in Finland, 46, as compared to 300. Sweden kept its economy open, didn't shut down. Norway and Finland did. There are the stats. That's the truth. Now, you can make up your own mind. Perhaps it's worth it to have more deaths to keep the economy rolling? I mean, that's an opinion question. But it's my job to give you the facts so you can base your opinion on facts. D.D. Ranyon, Killeen, Texas. I knew about Adams, John Adams, and the Alien Sedition Act. I knew about Abraham Lincoln suspending habeas corpus. I did not know until listening to the May 5 no-spin news about Lincoln and his attitude toward newspapers and editors. I'm so glad I became a concierge member for life on May 4th. And I am really glad you did, Dee Dee. Thank you for pointing that out. Richard, how did you get connected with Brett Talman? Do you have a favorite guest of all time? I don't have favorite guests. The presidential interviews, I interviewed six presidents, were the most challenging and interesting for me. Brett Talman is a man who is honest and who is articulate. That's what I look for in a guest. I scout all over the world for people like that. All right? And I saw Brett in a forum, and now he's a regular on the No Spin News. Christopher Mears, Greensboro, Georgia. Just read your book, The United States of Trump. Outstanding. Love your writing style. Quick to the point. Also just upgraded to lifetime concierge membership. During this crisis, I listened to the podcast on my hour and a half walks every day. Chris, we're happy to have you as a concierge member for life. We hope other people will consider that. And I'm glad you're getting the information you need about the virus. I'll be checking in on the weekend on the website, and we'll see you Monday.